This week in the Missouri Senate, we review a new law aimed at adding transparency to state government.
Senate Bill 213, the nonpartisan...
Senate Bill 213 was pre-filed on January 7th, heard by the Missouri Senate Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics Committee on February 12th, sent to the Missouri House of Representatives on March 28th, sent to the Executive Branch on May 16th, signed by the Governor on July 11th, and became law on August 28th. During the committee hearing on Senate Bill 213, sponsor Senator Dan Hageman of Cosby told the panel his proposal is the result of last November's election.
As many of you know, the state demographer was given the responsibility to draw new redistricting lines for state legislative seats. This bill, as written, requires the demographer to establish a redistricting public comment portal.
He adds the portal's function is clearly identified in the measure.
For the purpose of accepting comments, documents, maps, and any other communications to the demographer, the person making the submission must submit who is responsible in whole or in part for the submission, and they must also disclose who is responsible for funding the submission. I believe that this is a reasonable and transparent expectation for the demographer, given the gravity of the responsibilities that their newly designed position holds.
When Senate Bill 213 was first discussed on the floor of the Missouri Senate, Senator Jason Holzman of Kansas City told the sponsor he was curious as to how this idea came about.
So we can build policy around the constitutional language through statutes, which is what you're doing here. Uh-huh. But this cannot be a vehicle to fundamentally change that language unless it goes to a vote of the people.
Senator Scott Sifton of Afton added his curiosity of how this measure would play out.
Whatever it does or doesn't include at this point, I have some reservations about what it could include at some other point.
Senate Bill 213 largely deals with the state demographer, saying this person may not accept any gift, service, or thing of value, accept compensation outside of the state, grants, or stipends in connection with the redistricting process, employ, contract with, or delegate to any other person or entity to perform any work or analysis in the course of this redistricting process, or engage in written or oral communication regarding the redistricting process with any person or entity seeking to influence the process. The new law also prohibits the sponsor and dependent children of the demographer from taking any gift, service, or thing of value. The U.S. Census is taken every 10 years. The next census will be taken next year. The results may mean the need to redraw Missouri's legislative map. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.